Now, sweetheart, you run off and have a good time, okay?
Okay.
And hey, remember, no funny business.
Okay, Mommy.
Promise?
Yes.
All right, good. Morning, Mrs. Gurney. Ladies.
Beautiful day, isn't it?
Lovely.
I was just telling the girls, I can't believe what's happening to the price of bacon these days.
And red onions. Don't forget the red onions.
I just don't even buy them anymore. So my salads don't look so pretty.
I bet you can't.
I can't too.
You can't.
I can't.
I dare you.
I won't.
I double dare you.
No.
That proves you can't do it.
Tabitha, you promised no fooling around.
He dared.
I don't care if you get a zillion dares. You slide down a slide. You don't slide up a slide.
But he did.
No buts. Now promise, no more.
I promise.
All right. That's better.
Okay, Charlie, let's stop behind the fountain. Okay, girls, I guess you're gonna have to clear out of here for a while.
Why? What's going on?
Little bit to the left, Charlie.
Would you mind telling us what's happening?
As of tomorrow, this park is officially closed.
Closed?
Okay, raise it a little, Charlie.
But why?
Lady, I don't know why. Maybe it's so your kids won't get in the way of the bulldozers when they start leveling off this place for the shopping center.
What shopping center?
But this is a public park. It says so right on that plaque over there. Dedicated to the city by Colonel Nathan R. Mosler.
All I know is what I read in the papers. Seems like they had a little dipsy down at City Hall. This ground was leased to the city for $1 a year in the city goofs. They forgot to send in the dollar.
That's terrible.
That's life. Young Mosler decided to take back his grandfather's park and turn it into a shopping center.
But I...
Charlie, let's move to the second position.
Well, the park gone. Just like that.
It's outrageous. They call it progress.
Well, it's wrong. The kids need this park. It's the only one in the neighborhood. There's no use getting excited. Like they say, you can't fight City Hall.
Well, I don't care what they say. I'm going to fight. Just as soon as I find out one thing.
What's that?
How do you fight City Hall?
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, darling.
Can I fix you a drink?
No. I can fix it myself.
No, sweetheart. I'll do it. I want you in a nice, relaxed mood when
Uh-oh,
what?
Oh, the last time you wanted me nice and relaxed was just before you told me that your mother had brought Tabitha a unicorn.
Darren, I resent that.
So did I.
Sweetheart, what I'm trying to tell you about is very, very mortal. It's so mortal, in fact, that I don't understand it.
Okay, what is it?
Well, Tabitha and I went to the park today, and I found out that starting tomorrow, the park is going to be replaced with a shopping center.
Well, that's progress, I guess.
That's what Mrs. Bentley said.
Oh.
Well, I think it's disgraceful, and I'm going to do something about it.
Could you relax?
Yeah, well, okay, but now listen to this. The city leased that property for $1 a year and forgot to send the dollar. Now, doesn't that sound peculiar to you?
Not really. Civic affairs are sometimes made up of very mysterious arrangements.
Well, they are not going to make this arrangement. Don't you want Tabitha and the other children to have that park?
Yes.
Then you admit it's wrong to close the park.
Well, yes.
Then you'll help?
I didn't say that.
But you will?
Okay, okay.
Good. Now, what's the first step?
The first step?
Uh-huh.
Well, I guess the first step would be to make an appointment with your consul.
That's what Mrs. Gurney said.
And?
We have an appointment with the councilman.
Good.
On Tuesday, April 15th, 1997.
What?
At 2:30.
Come on, Sam.
Well, honey, it might as well be. His calendar's booked up to 6 weeks in advance. So, how about step two?
Well, if you can't see your councilman, I guess the next step is to take your case to the people.
The people?
You know, organize.
Oh, you mean organize a protest march or something?
Well, you have to be careful how you go about it.
Picket signs and all that stuff?
No, just a minute, honey.
You're right. I'm going to do it. Why, there must be 100 mothers who feel just as angry as I do about losing that park. They just need a leader. Someone who'll fight to the last blade of grass, to the last grain of sand in the sandbox.
Sam, it's just Willow Street Park, not Dunkirk.
I know, but that's just the way I feel. It's a matter of principle. A question of integrity.
You know, I'm very proud of you.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. Most people accept things just the way they are. They sit around and hope somebody else does something about it. Do you know something? You're a witch in a million.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm sorry, but we are not moving. Not one inch. All the ladies.
No.
We are part. Will you get out of here now?
Ladies, please, for the last time, okay? Please move out of the way. You're trespassing on private property.
All right, ladies, close ranks.
Miss Stevens, look this way. That's it. Look mad. Good.
Ladies, please, what do you want me to do? Lose my job? You want me to lose my job?
Okay, you got it. You got it. That's it. That's it. We're through. Ready or not, I'm going through. That's it.
You wouldn't dare.
Oh, yeah? Just watch my dust, all right? Okay, Jeff, follow me. Nice and slow.
It looks like somebody somewhere is on our side.
You want me to call the cops?
No, you better call the boss. Let him sweat it out.
I've had it. I've made enough enemies down here.
Let alone up there.
Here, comes Moser. This will be good.
Well, well, what's going on here? Got a little problem, have we?
Yes, I'll say we have. Those mothers won't budge.
They have no right to close the park.
Oh, well, they just don't know all the facts. Who's the leader?
Oh, the blonde one in the middle.
Let me show you how to handle this.
Oh, good.
Hi there. My name's Harlan Mosler. I'm the owner of this property. There seems to be a little misunderstanding.
It could get bigger.
Wait a minute. I'm a family man myself. I love kids.
Well, then kindly ask these gentlemen to vacate the premises and we'll all be happy.
Yeah.
Give it to him, Samantha.
Hit him where it hurts.
Okay, boys, let's call it a day.
You mean you're giving up? You're going to let us have the park?
No, no, on the contrary. I need time to get a court injunction, which means if you persist in obstructing these men when they come to work tomorrow morning, I'm going to have each and every one of you thrown in jail. Now, if you pardon me, I must be rushing on. Nice chatting with you.
What are we going to do now?
We're going to keep right on picketing.
But didn't you hear? He said he's going to have us thrown in jail.
Yes, I know. I know, but don't worry. There's always step three.
What's that?
I don't know. But I'll think of something.
Darren, you old son of a gun, we've done it again. This Easy Way rent-a-car presentation is a masterpiece.
Just don't hog all the credit this time, huh, Larry? Let's make it 50-50 right down the line.
Done. I'll even go you one better, Darren. If HB doesn't like it, it's all yours. I wonder where he is. It isn't like him to be late. Must be him now. Yes? Good. Send him on in. Now remember, all smiles. That's how happy we are about our presentation.
Thank you.
Come in, HB.
You know Darren Stephen.
Oh, yes, Stephen. I'm sorry to be late, gentlemen. I had some unpleasant business to attend to.
Oh, sorry to hear that. Everything all right, I hope?
Oh, yes, I saw to that. Can you imagine? A bunch of women were picketing the site of my new shopping center.
We never should have given them the vote.
Troublemakers, that's what they are, carrying picket signs.
Like I always say, give the housewives all those modern appliances, and they have more time on their hands than they know what to do with. Right, Darren?
Hmm? Oh, yes. Yes, indeedy.
Sam.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, darling. How goes the battle?
You're not going to believe what happened today.
Oh, I think I will.
It's not all good.
I'll believe that, too.
Well, what happened was, we won today's battle, but tomorrow the war may get a little sticky.
Oh?
The owner of the property said he's going to get an injunction, and if we show up tomorrow, he's going to have us all thrown in jail. Can he do that?
I was afraid that might happen. There's only one thing to do.
Stay in there and fight, right?
Wrong. I suggest an immediate and strategic retreat.
I refuse to be intimidated. I'm going to keep right on going.
You're going to keep right on going, all right. To jail.
I don't care. And now that I have whipped up my courage, I think I'll finish whipping up dinner.
I know, honey. It's an admirable cause. Admirable. But the fact remains, the city goofed and there's nothing anyone can do about it. You women are trespassing on private property.
Darren, I told you, I am perfectly willing to go to jail if that's what it takes.
Sweetheart, you've got to look at the whole picture. Step back and look at the big canvas.
Huh?
A lot of people stand to benefit from a shopping center. And let's not forget, the city has a budget problem. It needs all the property taxes it can collect.
Darren, what's gotten into you? You're the one that told me I should stand up for my principles no matter what.
Yes, of course, and it still goes. Except that every once in a while, a bigger principle comes along that's even more important.
Like what?
Like the principle of providing food and shelter for one's loved ones.
Clarence, how about telling me what you're not telling me?
Sam, do you happen to know who Harlan Moser is?
Yes. He's a very selfish man.
If he is, it's his hobby. He makes his living as the owner of Easy Way Rent-A-Car, one of McMahon and Tate's biggest clients.
What has that got to do with the shopping center?
He's also the owner of the Save Most Market chain.
Ah, good. I'm glad you told me.
I thought you would be.
Now I can tell my fellow protesters not to shop there.
And then there's another thing
I thought
to consider.
We dropped the subject.
Now, Sam, you listen
to me.
It's
no use. My mind is made up.
I forbid you to go down to that park tomorrow.
Hypocrite.
Sore head. Sam? Sam, are you in the kitchen? Don't look Sam enough. Breakfast on table, Aunt Agatha babysitting in nursery. I'm at the park sitting in front of the bulldozer over. Down with hypocrites. Good morning, Darren. Don't give me that Larry, what are you doing here routine. Larry, what are you doing here?
Then you haven't seen the morning paper.
No, why?
Look for yourself. I underlined the part that says the leader and organizer is Mrs. Darren Stevens. Well?
Well, I must say Sam takes an excellent picture.
Is that all you can say? Your wife is biting the hand that feeds us, and all you can say is she takes an excellent picture?
Oh, come on, Larry. So Sam's all fired up about something that's important to any mother. It'll blow over.
Sure it will. What's Sam trying to do, put us out of business?
Larry, take it easy. Even if Mosler sees the paper, he's not going to read the fine print. Maybe that's Sam now. Hello?
Stevens, this is Harlan Mosler. I've just been looking at the morning paper.
Hi there, Mr. Mosler. Yes, I know all
Let
about it.
Let me talk to him. Mm-hmm. Oh, hi, HB. Larry Tate here. Oh, I was just dropping by to pick Darren up. What seems to be the problem? What's that? No, I had no idea. Samantha Stevens?
And furthermore, she's right back at it this morning. Now, Tate, all I've got to say is there'd better be an explanation.
Don't worry about a thing, HB. Stevens is on his way out the door right now.
Says who?
No, Darren, no offense. Look, I'm married to a real nut myself.
Larry, let's not get personal.
No, you know what I mean. Sam's so upset about losing a little neighborhood park that she doesn't realize she's standing in the way of progress. She should step back, take a look at the overall picture. After all, a lot of people stand to benefit from a shopping center.
That's just what I told Sam.
Yeah, you see, then we agree.
Oh, no, we don't.
But you just said that...
When I said that to Sam, I didn't like the sound of it. And when I hear it from you, I like it even less. If knocking down a park for a shopping center is progress, I'm a monkey's uncle.
Watch it, Darren. With those long arms, you're leaving yourself wide open.
I don't care. I'm going down there.
Attaboy, now you're talking.
I'll say I am. I'm going to give Sam all the moral support I can. Late as it is. First, I'll get dressed.
The Miss Stevens. Your husband will be here in a few moments.
Oh?
And if he's not man enough to handle his wife's obstinate behavior, then he's not man enough to handle my advertising account.
That's blackmail.
No, that's sound business.
Hi, honey. Mr. Mosler, ladies.
Stevens, if you two would like to chat, I'll give you exactly 1 minute.
He can do it in 30 seconds.
It won't take that long.
Darren, you don't have to say a word. I've decided to back down.
Oh, no, you're not. You're going to stay right here and fight.
Huh?
Stevens, is this some kind of monstrous joke? What are you doing?
Like the sign says, happy children mean a happy tomorrow.
Stevens, that does it.
Yes, Stevens. As of this moment, you are no longer with McMahon and Tate.
Fine. That's just fine with me.
I'm sorry, Sam, nothing personal, but business is business, right, H.B.? Right is right, and wrong is wrong, and never the
oh,
twain...
Oh, Tate, will you stop babbling?
Right, I'm with you, H.B. We've said enough already.
Mr. Mosler, before you do anything drastic, I'd like to ask you one question.
What's that?
Your grandfather there, the one who said happy children mean a happy tomorrow... What do you think he'd say if he knew you were closing this park for your own selfish gain?
Forget it, honey. You can't reach him.
Now, wait a minute, Darren. I want to hear what Mr. Mosler has to say.
Really, Mrs. Stevens, whatever my grandfather may say is irrelevant.
I'm not surprised at you, Harlan. I guess it's my fault because I gave you too much.
What's the matter with him?
I guess he's thinking it over.
Did you see that? See what?
What?
What's the matter, H.B.?
Nothing. The sun must be hotter than I think.
You're a spoiled brat as a child, and now you're a greedy, spoiled brat as a man.
Did you hear anything?
No.
Then stand up straight when I'm talking to you.
Are you all right, H.B.?
Yes. I've been thinking about these fine ladies and their fine children. The need for this park that my grandfather so graciously donated.
I was thinking about that, too.
Mrs. Stevens, ladies, I have reconsidered this matter. And in the tradition of the late Colonel Nathan Ramrod Mosler, although it cost me great personal loss, I hereby rededicate this park to the children of this community.
Beautiful, beautiful. Think of the mileage we can get out of the publicity.
Oh, Tate, will you shut up?
Mr. Mosler, somehow I always knew that deep down you were a Mosler through and through.
Stevens, I hereby award you personally all the advertising accounts of Mosler Enterprises.
Oh, thank you, sir.
And if you'll excuse me, ladies, I have to run now.
Let's go!
Well, welcome back to McMahon and Tate.
Oh, I don't know, Larry. With the entire Mosler account, I could start my own agency.
Oh, I only said that you were no longer with us in the hope that Mosler would realize what a selfish stand he was taking.
Larry, would you like to explain that?
No.
Okay, Larry,
back to normal. You son of a gun.
I wonder what came over him to make him change his mind.
I wonder.
Me too.
Honey?
Sam, what's the matter?
Oh. Nothing. It's just the sun. It must be hotter than I think.
Oh.